Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight is our prayer night. This is our Praying Wednesday. And so with this, we are going to pray. But first, let us read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Tonight is our prayer night, and this is, once again, the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to pray for God's favor, his mercy, his sovereignty. We're going to pray for people. We're going to pray for just favor. We're going to pray for everything that the Lord wants us to have. God says when you pray, he told us how to pray by saying our Father, but he says with that, the revelation says that you are to pray for everything that God has for you. And so whatever it is, we want God to dispense those blessings. And on tonight, after we pray and after we give God the glory, I'm going to give you the revelation of what the Lord has given unto me. And that particular revelation has to do with the number 180, okay? And this has to do with those who are already walking in your season. Congratulations. Those who are getting dressed, praise God. I'm happy that you're getting dressed. And those who are thinking about it, praise God. I'm glad that the good things are flowing through your mind. I'm glad that something through the Holy Spirit is causing you to want to know who this God is that we're talking about every time we are able to get on a platform, a ministry, when we go out into the public. Thank you so much. I appreciate that group as well. But without further ado, we're going to pray unto God. And I thank everyone for joining me on tonight. Thank my family and my friends and some military friends and a couple of co-hosts who are coming on and a new co-host who's coming on pretty soon. And I just thank God for all the grace and mercy and favor and being able to travel different places and see many people and speak to people. I appreciate that. So without further ado, let us pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Lord. We're asking, Heavenly Father, if you would continue to just put your hands of grace and mercy upon us, Heavenly Father, and help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to rise up out of our beds, Lord. And we thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel up the dangerous streets and byways, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you, as we get into this particular ministry, Lord, would you consecrate our hearts, Heavenly Father? Would you help us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, Heavenly Father? Would you bless us to think on the good things and help us to be more like you, Lord? I'm asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in hospitals, those who are going into the hospitals, those who are coming out, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for those who are in a position of sleep, Lord. We ask that you continue to give them rest, but when it's in your due time, we ask that you relinquish the movement of their body to let others know that they're alive, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the victories that are already won. We thank you for the upcoming victories. We thank you for the extension of our hands to give service to others. We thank you for all of the speaking moments and the places that you're going to take us, Lord, where we be able to speak unto people, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to send people, Heavenly Father, who are of you, Lord, and would you continue to help us to remove anything that's not like you, Lord. We come in humble submission, Lord. We come in thankfulness. We come filled with grace and honor and reverence towards you, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless those families who are in bereavement, Lord, those children who are missing their parents and those parents who are missing their children, Lord, and those individuals who do not know you, Heavenly Father, for whatever reason, Lord, and then those who know you, but somehow they've stepped out of the will of God. We ask, would you remove their feet and put them back into the will of God? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting a smile on our faces, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the mountain experiences as well as the valley moments. Then, Lord, we understand and realize that you're getting ready to do something mighty in our lives and powerful that only you can do. And we realize that you're going to take this particular ministry to higher heights because of the word, your word, not because of me, Lord. And I ask that you continue to go before me, Lord, and I ask that you continue to be in the front, the middle, and the back, Heavenly Father. And I, whatever you want this ministry to be, whatever you want me to say, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go as far as the ministry is concerned, Heavenly Father, we are available unto you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you help us to be servants unto the people, that you help us to continue to have the knowledge and wisdom to serve, Lord, and to be charitable and hospitable and to bring people unto you. We ask that you bless the ministers who stand behind the pulpit, from the children on up to the adults. We ask that you continue to wipe our feet, Lord, and that we walk into your edifice with clean feet, and that you continue to purify our hands, that we continue to use them of service. Then, Lord, we ask that as this particular ministry go forth today, Lord, would you make it simple and plain where the people can understand? Would you give me the wisdom and knowledge? And would you help those who are already walking in their seasons to continue walking? And those who are getting dressed, would you give them more clothes to put on, to adorn their bodies, to be ready to receive what you have? And for those who are thinking about it, we ask, would you continue to bless their minds and help them to continue to walk in the will with boldness and confidence in your word. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we are never out of your presence, we ask, would you wrap all of this up and cover it, Lord, and bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we're going to look at a topic entitled 180 Days of Favor and Mercy. For those of you who have been on my Facebook page, praise God, you know that about 3 or 4 weeks ago I mentioned that we were going to do some things concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the 180 days. Amen. And so I want to briefly explain this particular paradigm to you because the Lord is getting ready to shift some things. And I don't want you to be caught by surprise, but I want you to be ready for your blessing. And so when we look at 180 days of favor and mercy, let's break those numbers up into one and then place an 8 in the second row, then a 0. So these numbers should be separated. And it doesn't matter how you separate them because I like for people to be creative because I never know how the Lord is using you. So just make sure the numbers aren't together, okay? The number one, for those of you who are already in your season, God says that you have a relationship with Him. And because you have a relationship, you can go to God at any time and you can accept His yeses and nos. And you do realize that the nos are not in the will. And because the nos are not in the will, God says that He doubles your yeses, okay? And this is only for those, I'm going right now for those who are already in the season. God says you have a relationship with Him. The number one means unity, all right, for those who are already in your season. You have a relationship. You can ask of anything, okay? But you have to be specific, and you have to ask God for the things that He has for you. Don't just go about asking God for a new car and a new house and all this stuff. God says there are certain things that you must continue to ask as you go on your journey. You are there, but when you continue to walk, there is more that God has for you. So He says you have that relationship that's there. Well done. He says, but you must ask for everything that God has in your will. Okay? All right. The number 8 for those who are already in your season. This means new beginning. God says that you're on a new road, right? That you are in a new place in your life. It doesn't mean that you've moved anywhere, but you have a new level of faith and confidence, so the Lord was able to advance you. You're going to experience many new things, new people, new connections, new places, new opportunities, new doors are going to open in your life because you're walking in the will, you're being obedient, you have that relationship. He says there is newness in everything that's going to happen unto you. He says do not be alarmed. He says do not be afraid. He says keep walking. There are going to be some unfamiliar places, unfamiliar people, but you have to continue to stay in the will and path of God. Let's move to the 0, okay? Jesus says that this is the smallest number, right? And He says because you have a relationship and because you have just heard that you need to ask for everything in the will of God, then you're going to have that new beginning. He says, but in that new beginning, you're going to have the power to choose which door you want to go through. There are going to be many doors, and each door that you go through will benefit you well. God says, but because He trusts you and because you're walking in the will and being obedient, He is going to give you a choice. He already knows what you're going to select. He is going to give you a choice, and with that particular choice, you are going to be successful. Okay, because of the relationship, because of the new beginnings, and because of your ability to choose, God says He trusts you. Put that, God trusts you. Okay, so in the trust, God trusts you because He has a relationship with you. And in between that, you're going to experience many new things. And guess what? Since God trusts you, you're going to have to trust God. Okay, let's go to those who are getting dressed. Those individuals who are getting dressed, once again, the number one means that there is unity. You are uniting yourself with God at this particular time because you were one step back because you were thinking about getting dressed in order to step into your new season. But God says you have come to grips and you have united with Him. So you guys are uniting, but there is no relationship as of yet. He says, but the number 8 represents a new beginning. God says that you are going to begin to have a relationship with Him. And because you have a relationship with Him, you're going to have the power, right, to choose, once again, which door you want to open. Now, I want to say this, and I want to be very clear with this particular segment on the those of you who are getting dressed, okay? With those of you who are getting dressed, God says that this is all about relationship, because God cannot release you to your blessings until you come unto him. He says, so those of you who are getting dressed, the number one represents unity. You're unifying yourself with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once you unify yourself, then you become, God says, a new creature. He's working on you, right? We're not up to the level. This group is not up to the level with those who are walking, because God says they're already dressed. They already have a relationship. They're already in their new beginning. They're already out to the public. He says, but with you, he's preparing you. He says, so you are united with him, right? And he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or woman. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He says, so the number eight represents a new you, because he had to build you up. There were some things that were tearing you down. He had to build up your confidence, your boldness, your self-esteem, your trust in God. He had to build all that up. And then we go on to zero with power. He says, because you are with God, because you're one with God, right? You have unified with God. You have found our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have the power to decide to follow him. You have the power to decide to follow him. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, so those of you who are getting dressed, right, you're united with Christ, and then you became a new creature. And because you're a new creature and with God, he says that you're going to go to some places, right, that you would never imagine if you were the one who was still debating on if you were going to be with Christ or not. He says, so you have the power to decide to follow him. He says he's getting you dressed. And some people get dressed and they don't go where the Lord has sent them. They don't go to their blessings, right? He says some people get dressed and they remain dressed and they stay at home. They get dressed, they'll go out, but they'll never walk in the will of God, right? They'll go out of the will of God because of temptation. He says, so you're, at this particular time, this is a very, God calls it a critical time. He says, because you're one step to forming that everlasting relationship with him, and then you're one step to going back to your old ways. And so God says you must continue to be unified with him and be that new creature. And with that, you must decide to follow him, because God is going to lead you to the next step, right, which is the 180 days of favor and mercy. Okay? So that's for our group who's getting dressed. For our group who is thinking about getting dressed, okay, God says that number one, right, God says that he is with you. God wants you to know that he is with you. God is with you. How do we know? Because you're thinking on the good things. You're thinking about doing what's right. You're thinking about doing what's right, okay? He says a particular area is very fragile. He says because you can easily slip back, right, into the way of the world. He says you can easily slip back. He says right now you're straddling the fence. You're enjoying it. He says, but you know that you're supposed to come unto Christ. He says, so God said that he is with you, and he's glad that you're thinking about it. The number eight is a new beginning for you, because your mind, God says your mind is thinking about new things, right? He says those old thoughts, those negative thoughts are passing away. They're slowly dying each day. And he says you're thinking more positive about life. He says you're not thinking about suicide anymore. You're not thinking about hurting anybody anymore. You're not thinking about those negative things. He says that you're more now so on the positive note. You're on the up and up. He says, so you're coming up, but you're coming up on the rough side of the mountain. But there's still a praise on the rough side, because some people didn't even make it up the mountain, says the Lord. Now we're going to talk about the number zero. And God says that for you, that's not trust. He said, for you, that's not the power to decide. He says, for you, that means that God has forgiven you of all of your sins, past, present, and those that you are thinking about. God says that you are forgiven. He says, so You're starting at ground zero, he says, but you are starting with the Father because he is with you. It's a new beginning. It's a clean slate. And God says he is starting with you. He says everything with you is a clean slate. So when you decide to go ahead and move up and get dressed, God says that you take nothing of the past with you. You take nothing of the past with you. And the whole goal is we're trying to make it to the 100. We are going to make it to the 180 days of favor and mercy. And even those of us who are already in our seasons, right, because 180 days, the last day is like August 1st. God says continue with the 180 days again because God has more favor. If we continue to do that and think on the good things, God can continue to give us what he has for us. But when you pray, you cannot just pray randomly. Lord, I want a new car. Lord, I want a new house. Lord, I want $1 million. That's all materialistic things. You have to pray and say, Lord, whatever you have for me, I receive it. I need it. That's how you have to pray. We can't be selfish when we pray and just pray for ourselves, just pray for our ministry, just pray for what we're doing. We have to pray for others as well. God says you can't be greedy in your prayer. You can't be selfish. You have to serve the people, right? And so let's recap this, and then I'm going to give you some announcements and bid you good night. 180 days of favor and mercy. And I guarantee you it works, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you it works. But you have to continuously pray unto God. God says, for those of you who are already walking in your season, and I'm putting my hand up, thank you, Lord. He says you have a relationship with him, right? He says you can ask anything in his name, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find not, and the door shall be open. He says, but if you randomly pray unto God and it's not in the will, right? If you randomly pray unto God for something that is not in the will, you're not going to receive it. Why? Because it's not in the will of God. God says this is package A. Amen. You have to pray to God for what is in the will. In all of these packages, you have to pray to God for what is in your will. You can't pray for what you see your neighbor have. Now, the Lord may have that in your will, but if it's not, I guarantee you, you won't get it. Okay? This is still with those who are walking in the season. God says the number 8. He says a new beginning. You're going to experience unfamiliar places, uncomfortable places, new beginnings, new platforms, new opportunities, new doors. I mean, it's just going to be not overwhelming, but it's going to be a lot of opportunities. God says, go to the opportunities. Right? He says he has already went before you. And that is always my prayer, that the Lord will go before me. Right? And so God says that you're going to experience a lot of new things. It's going to be uncomfortable sometimes. You're going to experience a lot of new people, right? But as long as God is with you, you'll be fine. This is part of the 180 days of favor and mercy. And then God says the 0 means trust. God says he trusts you to have the power to choose when you walk in the will, because there are going to be so many opportunities. God, when we talk about open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have enough room to receive, a lot of people think about the tithes and offering, which it is. But God says the 180 days of favor and mercy, this is about trust, right? And God says that when he opens up the windows of heaven and the doors, just because, not because we deserve it, not because we're so great, he says just because we were being obedient, he says then he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive. So guess what? God says he's going to trust that you're going to do what you're supposed to do with those blessings, and you're going to help the people. It's not going to be all about you and your projects. You're going to help service the people, right? So when God blesses you with something and you have an overabundance of it, you bless someone else. And that's how you continue to have birds in your hand, not by holding one bird or holding two birds. You do it by giving. And when you give, God says the more you give, what? The more he gives to you. That's right. And so you, God says you would never run out. You will never be without. He will continuously fill your hand. But you have to have a relationship with him. You have to go to those new places and be obedient. And then trust God. God says he trusts you, but you're going to have to trust God that he knows what he's doing, because he does. Okay? Then those of you who are getting dressed, right? He says that number 1 means unity. You're unified with Christ. You are getting to know who Jesus is through the word. You're listening to somebody's ministry. You're going to somebody's church. You're even praying at somebody's house. It may be your house. You're praying. He says, so you are unifying yourself with God. You're becoming one with God. You're getting to know God, and that's great. He says, but the number 8 says, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away. He says, you are now a new creature. So those things that you thought about in the past, those negative thoughts, those things that did not help build you up, nor the kingdom, he says, let it go. He says, you're starting a new beginning. Then the 0, of course, means the power. But God says, it doesn't mean the power to choose yet, because you are not in your season yet. He says, but the power to choose means the power to follow Jesus. You have to decide to follow Jesus, and you have to decide that there is no turning back. Okay? You have to decide to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, those who are thinking about getting dressed, those who are thinking about it, God says this is a very fragile moment. He says, because you could easily fall by the wayside. You could easily go back to your old ways. You could easily decide, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it. But thinking about getting dressed, God is with you, right? Thinking about doing what the Lord has asked you to do. You're thinking about coming unto Christ. That's what 1 means. God is with you. When I say unity, God is saying here, he is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The 8 is new beginnings, right? Your mind, you're thinking more positively. You're not thinking those negative things, those things that weigh you down, those things that put you in the pits of hell while you're on earth, those things that bound you, those things that causes you to not go out and follow Jesus because of those things that continuously hinder you. God says 8 is new beginnings for you. He said that's a new way of thinking. God says that this group, he's changed your whole perception. The second group has to do with relationship. And, of course, the first group has to do with trust and obedience. Okay? And then the 0, right? The 0 means that you are, when we think about getting dressed, right, the 0 means that you, when you're thinking about coming unto Christ, the 0 means that you are forgiven. All of your sins are forgiven. God says, do not feel guilty about what you did in the past. He says, we're going to put that into the sea of forgetfulness. When the woman was caught in the act, Jesus said, who is worthy, in other words, of judging this lady? No one could say anything, right? God says, we all have sinned and fallen short. And just because you've made a mistake, or just because you believe that you are not, you believe, now, not the people, right? You believe that you've done something so bad that God cannot forgive you is a devil's tactic to keep you from moving to your next level, which is the level of relationship with God, this group. And I'm talking to those who are in the cells. I'm talking to those who are in the hospitals. I'm talking to those who are in the convalescent homes, those who are in rehabilitation homes. You haven't done anything that bad that God would not forgive you. Now, the world will not forgive you, but God, we serve a God who will forgive you. You're going to have consequences, but God will forgive you. That's the message tonight, and I really want to talk to this group because, praise God, people are listening to this ministry all over. People who are working the jail cells are listening, and I hope that they're giving these individuals the information. But this particular group is very vulnerable because each group, there's a mistake. There's a sin that has happened. But if you notice, God allows us to get back on our feet, right? And he says the 0 means that you are forgiven. The slate is clean. You are forgiven. Each day is new. That's why he says favor and mercy, not because we deserved it, but because God gave it, because he loved us. So the 0 means that you are forgiven. The slate is clean. And you have to be very careful that you don't slip back. Now, this particular group that the Lord is showing me, you're going to need some support. So that means you're going to have to change up your circle. You're going to have to get with people who love the Lord. And it's not going to be churchy everything, but you need some people who know God, some people who can tell you that you can make it, some people that can tell you or encourage you and help you and keep keep you on the right track. You need those type people. If your circle is a group of negative people who always find your faults or who always bring you down, right, then you need to find a new group of people. You need to pray unto God. That's what God is talking about. He says, I'm with you. God is our best friend. He will never leave us nor forsake us, right? But this group is very critical, those of you who are thinking about getting dressed. The church starts in your heart, as I said before. Don't let anyone tell you that you've done something so bad that the Lord would not forgive you. That's the world's way of thinking, and it's true in the world. People will not forgive you, but God will. And the devil lies. He says, you know, you've done this and that, and, you know, he's doing that so you won't move to the next level, which is relationship with God. Right? And then those who are in the relationship with God, he's bothering them because he don't want that group to move to the group of favor and mercy. Then the group that's under the 180 days of favor and mercy and walking in the will, he tries to bother them. But by this point, right, they continue to trust God and continue to move forward. And that's what God wants us to do. He says, keep moving forward. Don't look back. But I really want to pray over each of these three groups, but especially our thinking about getting dressed group, because God says that this group is very fragile, meaning that at any moment you can decide that you don't want to follow Jesus. One person can make you mad and you can say, forget it. One person can say the wrong thing and you'll take your life. One person can do the wrong thing and really make you mad and you hurt them. This is our vulnerable group. We have to lift you up. We have to pray for you. We have to pray for each one of these groups. But God says that this group right here, thinking about getting dressed, you have to stay encouraged and you have to stay in the Word of God so that you can adorn yourself in the clothes that the Lord has given you so that you can be ready to go out. But we must pray. And usually I just pray during the beginning of the ministry, but let's pray before we close this out. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the 180 days of favor and mercy. We thank you for those who are walking in relationship with you, those who will experience the new beginnings of life and new opportunities and new doors. And then we thank you for the trust that you have, the mutual trust between those who are walking and between you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are getting dressed, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the unity, Lord, and for the new beginnings and for the power to decide to follow you. We thank you for giving them that choice, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help this group continue to get dressed so they can move to the next level. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to build up the minds of those who are thinking about getting dressed, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with all groups. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with the group who's thinking about it. We thank you for just giving them the initiative, Heavenly Father, to think about it. We thank you for the new beginnings as far as their mind, where they're thinking positive and they're thinking that they can do it and they're able to taste and see that you are good, that people are in their lives, that you've sent angels in their lives to show them the goodness and the mercy. And we ask that you continue to dispatch the great people of this land, Lord, who knows you, who can really help uplift this group who is thinking about getting dressed. Then, Lord, we thank you for the number zero with the group, meaning that we all are forgiven. We ask that you bless this thinking about getting dressed group, Heavenly Father, to understand that everyone falls short, even those who are in the getting dressed group and those who are walking. We all fall short, but because of God, we're able to make up those numbers. And we thank God, Heavenly Father, for each group, and we ask that you put your arms of protection around each group and help us to continue to walk and help us to continue to get dressed and help us to continue to think on the good things, because all of us were once on these levels with different circumstances, but we all have experienced these levels. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us up and for showing us the levels that you would like to take us. Now, Lord, as we dispatch this particular prayer, and as we continue to walk into our 180 days and continue to get dressed in our 180 days and continue to think about getting dressed in less than 180 days, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person? Would you bless each person who's listening? Would you bless those who are going to listen? Would you bless those who are in convalescent homes, those who are in the jailhouses, those who are in halfway houses, those who are in regular houses, those who are in the church houses, those who are in the drug houses, would you bless each person to turn from their ways, and would you help them to become better people? Help them and take care of them, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this ministry, and we ask would you continue to bless the host, the co-hosts, those connections, those people. We ask would this ministry continue to magnify and edify who you are. Would you help us to stay grounded and humble? Continue to help the anointing to be spread and the rich word of God to go out. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a successful ministry talk show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I really want you to share this message with every person that you know. Be sure to share the message. I have a few announcements. Be sure to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, hosts, positive community leaders. Please continue to connect with Alfreda Love. That's on Facebook, ALFREDALOVE. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for all of your family members and yourself. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself, and do not be selfish. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you grab your calendars very hastily and make sure that you put Save Our Youth Talent Show for the second Saturday in June, God's willing, Bellmead, Texas. Be sure to put that on your calendar. I am going to begin tonight to advertise and promote for that. Thank you so much. In addition to that, make sure that you mark your calendars for the Stellar Award Weekend that actually starts on the 26th of March. The host this year will be the Manns, Mr. David Mann and Tamala Mann, as well as Mr. Ricky Smiley. Be sure to support those great, great people, not only in the ministry, but in the movies and on TV and comedy. We're just going to have a blast. We're going to have a good time. And remember the Manns, they have a show coming up. And so just watch their Facebook page. They have more information on that. In addition to that, any gospel artists out there or actors or actress, I will be with the Alfreda Love Talk Show, and I will be taking interviews and pictures and things of that nature. I am a new face, but the Lord has allowed me to be able to bring my talk show ministry to Vegas. And he's allowed me to be able to do those things. And so I want to make sure that I reach as many people as possible. So if you see a new face there, and I'm not going to look new at all, I'm going to be in the mix. But if you see me and I don't see you, I need for you to please, I'm very approachable, come up to me. I would love to interview you, you know. But I'm going to look around and I'm going to make those connections and speak to people because I'm a very people person, especially at events. And so I'm really not new, but I would say I'm new compared to some of the individuals, but I don't act new, okay? So if you have any gospel artists or, you know, if you need an interview or things like that, you know, I promote on my page and I tell people about you and all that good stuff, then come on over. But I'm very mobile, so I'll be, you know, looking around, walking around, things like that. All right. So that's that with the Stellars. Also, God is getting ready to do some great things, not only in the ministry, but some great things in your life as well. And whether you're walking in the wheel, getting dressed, or whether you're thinking about it, God loves you. And that's all that you really need to know. Okay? And I just want to say, I thank God, my family and friends, and all the new connections. God has shown me some things that's going to occur with this particular ministry. And God has shown me some people that I would never imagine. I visualized something, and I said it out loud to someone, and God says it's going to happen, right? And so we just thank God, and it remains to be seen, amen, because God can do for those who submit to his will. And so I'm just excited about the ministry. This has been a just fabulous moment with all of you. I'm going to get around to answering these inboxes that I see. And I want you to know that to the artist, to the public, anytime you want to come on the ministry, the talk show, with a topic that is good for the whole, that is respectful, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE. A lot of people are catching me on LinkedIn. A lot of my listeners are on LinkedIn under ALFREDALOVE. Also, if you want to go to Blog Talk and listen to some of the segments and join that group as well, feel free to do so. It's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. And, you know, just you can follow the ministry. There are a lot of great things going on, a lot of great people who will be on the ministry. As a matter of fact, I have a gospel artist who's coming on tomorrow from Dallas, Texas. So be sure to tune in on tomorrow, and I will give you specific times on my Facebook page. But I really enjoyed my time with you guys, and I really pray that the Lord bless you real good. And I want you to know that no matter what, there is room at the cross for you. It doesn't matter who you are, where you've been. There's always room at the cross for you. And I'm going to play that particular song. And then afterwards, my concluding song will come on. But be sure to join me on tomorrow, because I would love, love, love to have each and every one of you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and say this. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. And you are going to listen to There Is Room at the Cross for You. Give me just a second. I have to get my volume on. Just a second. And I want you to also think about this as well. You know, just as you hear me on here changing, for instance, the volume, God says that, you know, in life we have turns and we have things that we have to do because we have to be in his will. Okay? And so God says you have to be flexible, which means that you have to know the voice of God, right? Because God's favor is grand. You have to know the voice of God. You have to know that it's God who is calling you to a place, who is calling you to a situation. You must know that. You must know that it's God. And so that's the most important thing, is to always be flexible, not flexible in your faith, but be flexible in what God has for you, because he has some great things, okay, for your life. And as we get this technology going, I just want you to begin to thank God for everything that he has done. And I mean everything, because without God, we would be nothing. So give me just a second, and it's okay for a pause break, because we need to think about everything that was said, and I'm going to get this technology going, and then after which you will hear my concluding song, okay? And then after my concluding song, I will bid you good night. Just a second. See here, it's going to take a little while. Now, so I'll have a co-host joining me pretty soon, a new co-host. So I know that you guys are looking forward to that, because I am as well. And give me just a second. Let me see what's going on with my technology. Praise God. God's going to make a way. God is going to make a way in just a second. Let's see here. We're going to get this song in. And this volume under control. Let me see. okay. All of my systems seem to be down right now, but that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and do this because my sound is messing up. Okay. Let's see here if I can get it. I'll come up in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all you needed to hear, that is that there is room. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play this concluding song. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.